Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 21. Tamat mananam avehya mogadrik parasya pungsa paramatmana kalam ajam prajatam jagata shivayatan Mahanubhava Budayo Tiganyatam Tamat Manatma Namavehyamogadrik Parasya Pungsa Paramatmana Kala Ajam Prajatam Jagata Shivayatan Mahanubhava Budayo Tiganyatam. Translation: Your goodness has perfect vision. You yourself can know the Super Soul, Personality of Godhead. because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. Although you are birthless, you have appeared on this earth for the well-being of all people. Please, therefore, describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more vividly. Purport. Srila Vyasadeva is the empowered plenary portion, incarnation of the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. He descended by his causeless mercy to deliver the fallen souls in the material world. The fallen and forgotten souls are detached from the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The living entities are parts and parcels of the Lord, and they are eternally servitors of the Lord. All the Vedic literatures, therefore, are put into systematic order for the benefit of the fallen souls, and it is the duty of the fallen souls to take advantage of such literatures and be freed from the bondage of material existence. Although formally Sri Narada Rishi is his spiritual master, Srila Vyasadeva is not at all dependent on a spiritual master because in essence he is the spiritual master of everyone else. But because he is doing the work of an acharya, he is taught by his own conduct that one must have a spiritual master, even though he be God himself. Lord Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Rama, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all incarnations of Godhead, accepted form of spiritual masters, although by their transcendental nature they were cognizant of all knowledge. In order to direct people in general to the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, he himself, in the incarnation of Vyasadeva, is delineating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Translation again. Your goodness has perfect vision. You yourself can know the Supersoul, Personality of Godhead, because you are present as the plenary portion of the Lord. Although you are birthless, you have appeared on this earth for the well-being of all people. Please, therefore, describe the transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, more vividly. So the discussion began with the despondency of Srila Vyasadeva, who appealed to his spiritual master, Narada, to find out the defect. What was the defect? Why, in spite of so many performances and achievements, did he feel despondent? And after so many points made by Sri Narada Muni, he has finally come to the conclusion here that Srila Vyasadeva should more vividly describe the pastimes of the Lord for the benefit of the fallen souls. Here, Srila Vyasadeva is addressed by his spiritual master as the plenary portion of the Supreme Lord himself. And as such, Srila Vyasadeva can perfectly know the Lord and present the Lord in Vedic scriptures. So here we see the activities of the acharya manifest in Srila Vyasadeva. Although Srila Vyasadeva is the Lord himself, at least an empowered incarnation of the Lord, he accepted a spiritual master to show by example that one must accept a spiritual master for spiritual advancement of transcendental knowledge. And he also wrote or compiled the Vedic literatures for the benefit of the fallen souls. Thus, the definition of the Acharya is fulfilled by Srila Vyasadeva. The definition is that the Acharya is one who knows the conclusion of the Vedic scriptures. He teaches the same conclusions to his disciples, and he acts accordingly himself. So here we see that not only has Srila Vyasadeva written in various places about the importance of accepting a spiritual master, but he himself showed the example by accepting a spiritual master, not just as a formality, but as a guide in his practical spiritual life. And therefore he did both. He taught by his words and by his example. And although Krishna acted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as such was not bound by many of the rules and regulations that are meant for the conditioned souls, but even Krishna, acting as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, also accepted a spiritual master. Lord Ramachandra, acting as the ideal king, accepted a spiritual master, and Lord Chaitanya, acting as the ideal devotee, accepted a spiritual master. And here Narada has played the part perfectly. He responded to the appeal of Vyasadeva. He found out the defect that was the cause of Vyasa's despondency, and he gave the remedy, which was that Vyasa should describe the pastimes of the Lord more vividly. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.